Shut up.
You shut up. I think me and Ethan just fucking playing flu tag. Little man gets sick, I get sick. Little man gets sick, I get sick.
Mm-hmm. Why do they go to fucking playgroup, kinder, and school? They bring everything home.
Oh, man. Paddy Mills has drained another corner three.
Nice.
This is just a whitewash. And I love Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, how they're talking. Like, Coach Spo finally puts Haslam into the game with 10 minutes left in the fourth. And they're talking like he's going to bring him back from 25 down.
Not unless Haslam's transformed into Michael Jordan and bringing him back.
Pulls the mask off. Surprise!
Don't make me laugh because I will cough everywhere. Minnesota!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. So Vince, I thought this week, just to start off the show, of course everyone, you know, is deep into the NBA playoffs right now. I thought we'd just give a little recap. Being that we're both sick and been extremely sick all this week, I just want to thank the fans for being kind enough to forgive us for our absence. And I'll try my best to edit out all the coughs and loogies and whatnot throughout the show.
Well, you forced me to make out, and that's why we...
Well, I did say no tongue, so...
true. My fault. Totally my fault.
But I thought we will recap a little bit because game one had everyone talking. Everyone wants to know our thoughts on the LeBron cramps.
Well, I found them quite humorous because I don't like LeBron. But is it harsh saying it was a bit soft?
I'm a little bit torn with it because I don't know about you, but if I get a cramp in my foot lying in bed, I can't even stand up, let alone think about getting up and playing a game of basketball. I can't even, like, I'm paralyzed, basically. So in one sense, I was like, yeah, man, I understand. It was game one. You know, fair enough. There was, you know, 8 minutes or whatnot left in that quarter still to be played. But I was kind of like, I can actually let this one slide. I don't actually mind it. I mean, you know, it was a big advantage, obviously, for the Spurs who weren't playing their best basketball that game and did rally back. But I didn't have a great deal of problem with him actually having cramps. I mean, we saw it, you know, in a previous series with OKC, him have troubles. But I thought the hoopla after it was a bit much.
I had so much fun on Facebook.
It was a lot of laughs, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I've ever seen an NBA superstar like LeBron James. I don't think I've ever seen anyone who can't put a foot out of line or else he just gets stoned by the media and the fans. I mean, he really can do no wrong or else he cops this media beatdown.
Look, in all honesty, he does cop more than his fair share. But he's done a lot of, well, not a lot. He's done some things over the years that just are a tad annoying, such as the coughing, you know, with Dirk. I still remember that.
Yep.
Everyone still is bitter because of the whole decision thing and the way he left Cleveland. And, you know, he's looked at as not earning his championships. He went to a team, and I think that annoys people.
I don't know. I just think with the decision stuff, I can understand it. I think people need to let it go because, I mean, he's a great player.
He's the best going around.
I mean, it's just that thing, you know, if you focus so much on all this hatred on him, you're going to miss out on what he is actually doing on the court and what he does well on the court. I mean, I just think the appreciation for LeBron is getting lost because of all this media hatred.
Look, if you know anything about NBA or watch it, as long as we have, you'd be crazy not to appreciate LeBron's talents.
Yeah.
But he just does some stuff that has been annoying, and it's fun to throw stones at the throne.
Well, you know, I still just wonder, you know, how our favourite NBA stars of the past would have handled, you know, such a media onslaught. You know, maybe some of them not so well. I think he kind of handled everything pretty well. I mean, he was trying to recover, so... But it's starting to feel like, to me, LeBron is maturing a little bit more and a lot of these stuff's hitting him like water off a duck's back.
Do you really think he doesn't care what people think say about him?
Well, I think he does, and I think everyone would to an extent, but I also think there comes that mental edge where you literally have to put that stuff in your back pocket. You know, you take what you want from it and use it as motivation, but, you know, the ability to switch off and just ignore a lot of what's being said and thrown at him.
And granted, he has played well today. Like, he's probably the only one.
I mean, you said it, though. You know, he needs to answer the critics in game two. He needs to bounce back and answer the critics. And he did that in game two. He evened the series up.
Absolutely. It was fun to watch. LeBron in that mode is so much fun to watch. But then they go and get spanked 2 days ago. And, okay, he's got 28 points now. But, like, last game, only 14 shots. I just want him to answer the critics on the court with big games in finals. Today, where's his 40-point game? Like,
I don't blame him for today's game. I think he's played well. I think it's more...
Oh, I agree he's played well, but...
There's a lot of question marks. I mean, Miami just seems so, with their effort, so lackluster.
Yeah, well, but then we get back to that four finals in a row. It's freaking hard to do.
Yeah.
But today, like, they needed to win this game.
Yeah.
This is a game where I wouldn't have been surprised if LeBron came out and dropped 40.
It's funny because I can't work out the chance in today's game four. I mean, you know, they got blown out of the park in game three. Spurs setting that playoff record for most points in a half. Did they get the quarter as well? I think they might have even got the quarter.
I think they might have.
And, you know, we've seen Kawhi Leonard just take over. I mean, Han Solo, as we dubbed him, is just showing his worth. And, I mean, you know, all that talk of, you know, Popovich saying, you know, the future is with Leonard, and us all scratching our head going, well, you know, he seems like a nice player. I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. You know, it's a playoff. He's stepping up. And ever since game three, I mean, he's looked pretty unstoppable. But I just can't figure out the chance in Miami Stadium. I mean, for the Miami fans that are still there, I can't work out if they're chanting, let's go Heat or let's go Eat.
I'm telling you, do not make me laugh. I will cough up unspeakable things. But I'll tell you one person who can get stuffed.
Oh.
And that is you.
Me?
Because I put Kawhi Leonard in my top 10 in small forward list, and you absolutely laughed at it.
Did I?
Oh, I don't think he's top 10 or this and that and whatnot. Piss off.
What?
Once again, I was right. You were wrong.
Did I say that?
Yeah, I think it was you.
I need to go back and listen to it because...
I think you should. But has Kawhi's MVP, right?
Oh, I'm kind of thinking so at this stage. I mean, if you had to crown it now, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about that, you know, the other day. I was like, who do you hand the MVP to if you've got to give to the Spurs? I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, look, the game, literally, as we're recording, the game's not over. So game four is still rolling. But as much as I say the game's not over, the game's over because there's about 4 minutes left. I just want to talk about a few things, just wrap up our playoff talk and get into some of the more juicier rumours floating around the league. For me, things that are working for the Spurs, for some people who are a bit ho-hum about this series starting between the Spurs, you know, being at a repeat NBA Finals, for me, it's really just been appreciation and a bit of an eye-opener for the Spurs and how they're playing and how they play basketball. I mean, the biggest thing for me, I think, is just no egos. Just no egos from their starters to their bench. There's no egos. They're passing and moving the ball well. And they just feel like the better team.
That's exactly what I said to a friend at work before I left this afternoon. Spurs are just the better team. And how well drilled they are. We say it every goddamn year. They're deep in the playoffs. They are so well coached and drilled. They all play for those championship rings and... I reckon Tim Duncan couldn't give a stuff if he didn't have any MVP trophies. As long as he's got the probably five rings now he's going to have. That's all that matters.
I was a bit concerned because I saw Jerry Crawford officiating today's game. So I was a little bit worried, but...
Yeah, no, fair call. Fair call.
Zing!
Who's going to challenge or fight in the car park today?
Maybe Pop.
Yeah, I reckon Pop would smash him.
I'd take Pop over him. look... You know, we touched on a thing, what's working for the Spurs, but what's not happening for the Heat, Vince? It just feels like the Spurs have just shut down Miami's fast break points.
You know, Spurs just know how to shut you down. It's that simple. But the most telling thing for me, I'll go back to what I've always said since we started the season, it is damn hard to win, to get a three-peat, especially when you're going there 4 years in a row. It's hard to even get there four times in a row, so the Heat have done well there. I know some people hate it when you say, oh, they just wanted it more. I'm sure the Heat want it, but they've lost that bit of an edge. And the Spurs really just wanted to make up for last season. The Heat, I mean, if this was the Heat's first trip back, I don't think they'd be playing this poorly these last two games. It's so tough. So tough. Hats off to them for making them four in a row because I didn't think they'd get there. I think a lot of things fell in their favour, like Indiana just exploding. God knows what happened in there.
Yeah. There's so many question marks right now with this Heat team. You know, Mario Chalmers not being a factor. You know, Norris Cole. Bosch. I mean, can someone check the pulse of Dwayne Wade, please?
Is Dwayne... obviously been at work. Is Dwayne Wade on one leg or something? Has he hurt himself or...
I'm telling you, man. Like, I don't know. It feels like you just get one good game out of him a series now. I mean, just no confidence either. Like, just no confidence. I miss the slashing, attacking Dwayne Wade. I really do. I mean, we're just not seeing it this series, that's for sure. You know, some I'm sure you can put down to the Spurs defense. But in saying that, you know, Dwayne Wade is a superstar. Or at least he was. And it's superstars rise to the occasion, and we're just not seeing that. Just one more thing I wanted to sort of point out that I had noticed in this series, that Miami... just no real adjustments for Tony Parker. I thought we would have seen LeBron take the challenge and take Parker. I mean, we've seen him do it in the past. We've seen him guard Derrick Rose. We've seen him guard, you know, the better point guards on other teams, you know, that defensive lockdown, you know. And I really do feel it's unfair to pinpoint any of this blame on LeBron for this series. I mean, even that game one. But maybe it's the coaching adjustments, you know, like... why isn't Greg Oden in this game? Why haven't we seen any of Beasley? Why has Haslam only seen his first minutes 10 minutes into game four? You know, 10 minutes outside of game four, rather. I'm just really scratching my head.
Not only that, I thought Chris Anderson was very handy in some... I've always liked Chris Anderson, but he's been very handy in some of these games.
Yeah.
Like, you see Duncan get off to a start, and you're right, there's no adjustments. Like, why doesn't Spo start Bosch and Anderson? You don't want to let Timmy go off again in the middle. And Anderson, a couple of games ago, was changing shots.
Mm.
You know, they were coming in, and he's a great shot blocker. He'll alter shots, but, you know, he just doesn't make any adjustments like that. There's no, like you said, LeBron on Parker.
They're riding the guys out, and I don't know, it's that whole thing, you know, we've said that, you know, LeBron is playing at an MVP level. He can't do it all himself. You know, it was that whole thing leading into the playoffs, you know, where LeBron's playing 30-plus minutes a game still. It's like, you know, there needs to be an answer, and you need to start infusing that answer in early because the season's on the line.
Again, I'm getting back to that whole thing. It's got to be the motivation and the hunger and the edge just is off. To me, it's just all mental.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of a head-scratcher. I just want to wrap up with the playoff talk for now. With a little bit of a quote I read on Facebook. I'm not sure if this guy actually listens to the podcast or not, but Scott Brandis is a long-time Miami Heat fan, and I saw his post today, and I just thought that kind of subbed it up a little bit for Heat fans. And he said, "There's no shame in losing to a far better team, but plenty of shame in turning in such a lazy, lackluster performance. Thanks for the ride, LeBron. Good luck next season for whatever team you choose next."
Wow, so that's well said.
So yeah, I just thought that kind of summed up the game, like today's you know game for sure, and the series so far.
Yeah, well, a lot of Heat fans are going to be saying, "Who are we going to follow next season? Probably go back to Cleveland with LeBron or something." can you unburn jerseys?
I don't know. Oh boy. I just wonder if they're going to change if Cleveland's going to change the inside of their jerseys. You know how it says all for one?
It does it?
Yeah, it's got that stitched in there. They stitched that in after LeBron left. So I wonder if they're going to change it all for LeBron.
I figure that might have to be the case. They'll do everything and everything and try and get him back.
Well, away from the playoff talk, because there's been plenty of other chatter, Vince, going on in the NBA rumor world. I love it. I love speculating on all this stuff. Look, let's continue with some Heat talk, though. The word floating around that the big three in Miami might actually become the big four. I don't know where this came from, but someone somewhere in Miami brass has made the claim that the Heat are looking into signing Carmelo Anthony.
Yay. Look, I will say one thing. And you know that soccer team, Real Madrid?
I'm going to pretend I do. Yeah, sure, man.
You do that. They used to sign all the top players and this and that and whatnot, and they'd never won anything. I don't see that working. I mean, is Bosch going to take an even lesser role? Is Wade?
Well, Bosch actually came out and said that you know, he doesn't really see it working out. And I just sort of thought, Well, there you have it again. You know, it's the whole ego factor, you know. It's the reason why Spurs are looking like they're going to win this chip. Because their team has no egos. And I just sort of feel like you add a Melo, that's going to be even less touches and less of a role for someone like a Chris Bosh.
Well, Wade...
And I could totally understand with him being upset with that.
Absolutely. And Wade already... he came out and admitted that probably a few months ago now that he did struggle when LeBron first got there, you know, taking that step back a bit. And they want him to do it again. He probably should, the state of his knees, maybe come off the bench even. But
I don't have a problem with it, but with a big asterisk, only if LeBron moves to the point.
Yeah, he'd have to. He'd have to.
Only if he takes that Magic Johnson role and says, you know what, let's bring in Melo. Let's put the ball in my hands, though. You can still have a backup point guard to help take the load off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying he's got to do it all game, but I'm saying he's your starting point guard. And that's the only way I feel like it's going to work if that is to happen.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if you've got a bug on my jacket or something, but I said that at work today.
Oh, really?
To my little Mexican friend. I said if they do get Carmelo, you know, LeBron's going to run the show.
He's got to. I mean, he's just got to.
Absolutely.
And I think if that does happen, it's got to change their system.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I'm not coaching that team. It'd be hard to keep everyone happy. I mean, if anyone can, I guess LeBron can, but yeah, good luck with that, Spo.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, they're all going to have to take pay cuts again to make it work. Well, we should talk about Kevin Love.
We should. He's really annoying me.
He's not backing down. He has not come out and denied, you know, the reports that he wants to leave Minnesota. And he is not doing Minnesota fans any favors either.
No.
First of all, before we jump into that, you know, let's get in, you know, let's backtrack a little bit and talk about the hiring, or should I say the Flip Sanders coming
Sanders.
In.
Sanders.
Sanders.
Take your pick.
Hankism. Jesus. Coming down from head office as the head coach saying that, you know, he's the best fit.
I don't mind it.
I think it's horrible.
I knew you would, but I don't mind it.
I think it's absolutely horrible. Look, he came down and he said that, you know, as he said to Kevin Garnett, you know, he has nothing to complain about.
Well, he didn't, did he?
I agree.
Shit, he got $126 million.
True.
He just didn't get
that gold star on the jacket that he wanted from David Kahn, that's all.
Gold star on the jacket?
Yeah, he didn't get the full contract, so it got him a little bit pissy, and he's wet the bed, and I mean, that's really seems to what got him his nose out of joint, really. I mean, that ends not making the playoffs, but I don't even see how he can complain about not making the playoffs. They've built the team around him. They had an injury-plagued season. No thanks to Kevin Love, mind you. I mean, he broke his friggin' wrist doing knuckle push-ups.
And then came back early.
That's right.
And then stuffed it again.
And then I read this little quote, this little gem from Kevin Love this week. No matter what the outcome is, I just want to end up in a great place where I can win. What a punch in the guts. At the end of the day, I've played 6 years, haven't made the playoffs yet. That burns me and hurts my heart. So I really want to be playing. Kevin Love. Thoughts.
Right. So then why is he interested in New York? Why is he interested in Boston? And for that matter, why is he interested in LA? Because we all suck. He's going to leave a team that's won way more games than any of those three. Yet that doesn't make sense.
It's funny where a promise will get you, isn't it?
Jesus, man.
I mean,
they won 41 games.
Granted, those places do have a culture of turning contenders around quickly.
Knicks don't.
That is true. I'll give you that.
And Boston have only won one since 86.
Mm.
Who's won five? Thank you very much.
But they've been in it. They've been in the mix.
Twice they've been in it, mate. Come on, don't be silly. Makes no sense.
Kevin Love's, his comments are just a bit weird. You know, he's letting his agent handle everything right now. So, and you know, we've all seen the pictures online of him hanging out in Boston and meeting up with, you know, Rondo outside a baseball game and, you know, the town pampering. If that's not a sign that Flip needs to get rid of this guy and bring in as many assets in that he can, I don't know what is. Because I tell you what, rich millionaires on the off-season don't hang out in Boston. No, sir. They hang out on exotic islands and travel the world. Not Boston.
Or you do what Ricky Rubio does, get in the gym and work on your game.
Wowzers. Mm. Kevin Love. He's putting a little bit of a bad taste in a lot of fans' mouth right now. I mean, I don't know if he's trying to take the crown off Melo, but he's definitely putting a lot of Kevin Love fans a little offside, a little tilted right now.
Well, what about all those fans who go every week, every game to the Target Center and watch this team and haven't made the playoffs in 10 years?
Yeah.
And he's pissing and moaning about, I haven't played playoffs in 6 years. Well, you're only 26 years old, you fool.
Yeah, he's not
and
in his
people who come to the games and supported this team since their inception in 89 or 90, whatever it bloody was.
Yeah.
And then they haven't got jobs with Aaron and 60 million over 4 years, like him. You know, it's guys like our bud Joey, you know, who busts his ass to watch this team, and this guy throws it back on them saying, oh, I've spent 6 years here, haven't won, see you later. That's rubbish. Oh, my.
I don't know. I just feel like some teams, they just need to stop doing their superstars so many favours. You know what I mean? Just get the best deal you can get back, even if that means sending him to Milwaukee. You know what? You don't need to do this guy any favours because, as far as I'm concerned, Kevin Love has given those fans nothing but a slap in the face.
He has, but I don't understand. You look at the win-loss record. They won 41. Boston won, what, 22, 23. They're going to get improvement from Deng and Shabazz and
Rubio.
They're going to get another decent draft pick this year. There's going to be improvement. They could honestly think they could win 50 to 55 games.
Look, there were so many games last year. You know, I talked about it with yourself and Joey. They lost, you know, under 5 points. I think there was like 8 games I can remember off the top of my head that they lost 5 points or under. You add those wins, and maybe the team's a little bit healthier next year, and you could be in the playoffs. I mean, sure, there were some surprise teams like Phoenix, you know, who turned their season around and really gave a lot of people a run for their money. Memphis turned it around late and snuck in.
And that in itself should show Kevin Love that, hey, it can turn around pretty quick.
Mm.
We all know it can in the NBA.
He could go sign or get traded away and just end up in the same situation for the next 3 years.
Yeah, well, I go back to telling Joey on Facebook, I go back to Hakeem in the early 90s. He wanted out of Houston. Portland tried like buggery to get him. They didn't get him. They stuck to their guns, didn't trade him, and they ended up, it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only 26 years old. It's not like he's 30. I could understand more if he was 31. He's been there since he was 20.
Mid-30s or something, or early 30s. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, you know, they've sucked for a long time. I'm running out of time.
Their next 4 years look like they're rebuilding. Yeah, I totally get you on that.
So, geez, 26, come on, man. Do something in Minnesota.
Oh, it's just funny. Every time you say like 26 or a year, I just keep laughing. Because I'd rather be Kevin Love than Dwight Howard right now. I don't know if you saw this through the week.
It's been
hushed pretty quickly. So whoever the PR dude is for Houston, doing your job. They stuck out for about a day. But and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
So, you know, NBA stars, Vince, they get, you know, let's say a lot of attention from young females. Maybe some of them take it
a bit like ourselves.
Yeah, you know. So maybe some of them take it a little bit too extreme and, you know, take advantage of such situations or, you know, feel like even they, I don't know, can just sort of pick and choose at will. Now, it's been no secret that Dwight Howard is quickly becoming the new Sean Kemp of our era, racking up a few baby mamas. He's got a rumored few kids floating around.
Oh, boy. Oh, he's a fool.
Look, so basically what's happened with Dwight, the reports out there have been that Dwight has, you know, been hitting up a girl on social media and taken some likeliness to one of his female adoring fans, but shut it all down, you know, come playoffs and, you know, basically gave a cold shoulder, wouldn't return any texts and stuff like that. Now, the two had met up before in the past and things like that, so I don't know. My assumption is that, you know, they'd obviously hooked up or whatnot. Dude, ask for some damn ID, bro, because she's turned around. You know, Dwight's hit her up after his season's over, going, hey, what's happening? You know, what's doing? And she's flipped the lid on him. Turns out this girl's only 16 years old, Vince.
He's got the maturity of a spanner.
Zing.
Seriously, makes me glad he's gone.
16 years old. Dude, he is, if this goes to court, oh, it's going to cost a pretty penny.
What? Hasn't he got a missus?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that just speaks volumes.
Not only messing around on the side, but, oh, with a minor. Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's a fool. He's a flog.
Most ladies would be flattered if you asked for some ID.
They would be, actually, so you know what's going on.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is not going to end well for him. He's going to be forking out some contract money on that one. Because she's come out with, you know, a vengeance, saying that, you know, you can't just do what you want. You know, just because you're paid all this money and you're a big NBA superstar doesn't mean you can treat me like a piece of meat and treat me like crap. And she's been posting pictures and whatnot online.
Yeah.
So, you know, like they say, Vince, a woman scorned.
What is that? Sorry, a woman scorned is a woman scorned.
Scorned. Burnt. I don't know.
Fair enough. is this snowballing? Is it? Because I saw the day it came out and saw some of the tweets and messages between them.
I'm telling you, man.
That I haven't seen anything else.
I'm just saying that the PR guy for Houston or Dwight's agent has done a real nice job of, you know,
paid her off.
Putting the brakes on this real quick.
She's $2 million, go away.
Dude.
Sign this and go away.
But I was just like, if this blows up online, on the web, this is Dwight done. This is, fans will forgive you to a point.
Yeah, but I'm tipping if it's gone real quiet.
There's been a payoff, right?
Alleged. Well, we'll have to allege. We can't just say there's been a payoff.
True.
Allegedly.
But there's been a payoff.
Allegedly. I'll say it for you. Allegedly. The first word they teach you in media school, always say allegedly.
I mean, I jumped that podcasting class. I'm sorry.
I never went. What about, I'm going to throw something in here. Oh. And, I'll tell you, I the Lakers head coaching search.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just, if we sign Alvin Gentry, I want you to fly down here, get a plank of wood with a nail in it and hit me in the back of the head because I never want to watch a game again.
With the Alvin Gentry as you can.
Oh, my God. It's D'Antoni 2.0. It's the same system. It's the same shit, except he's got better people skills. That's it.
So the front runners have been Alvin Gentry,
yep.
Brian Scott.
Byron.
Byron Scott, sorry. And your boy, Kurt Rambis.
Rambo.
Who do you want? You want Rambo.
I would take Scott. My order, out of those three, my first preference is Long Holland, but yep. Out of those three, Scott, Rambis, Gentry. Gentry, just take him off the list.
The only way I want Kurt Rambis back on the Lakers sideline is if he takes his contacts out. That's got to be in the contract somewhere. Not allowed to wear your contacts, must wear the old frames.
I'm right with you there.
You're not a Laker till you put them back on.
I want more sizzle, less drizzle in my coaching search.
Ooh.
I just want... I want Lionel.
Do you think they make a decision before the draft, or you think that maybe there's some moves to be made and a coaching decision will be made once those moves have been fulfilled?
I really can't say. I've read only a week ago that they probably won't have a coach before the draft. I don't understand. Kalen Woods said it before on Facebook as well. What's happening with Hollins? He's been a favourite everywhere, and all of a sudden there's nothing about him.
I don't think it's a fault on Hollins, as in teams don't want him. I just think after being burnt by upper management and new owners in Memphis, I think there's certain conditions that he wants to see from teams for him to take on a job. That's my honest opinion of it. I think his stature and what he's proven he can do with a team and his leadership, I just think that for a team to hire him, he wants a little bit more control and a little bit more safeguard that, you know, your analytics guy is not going to come down on the court in the middle of one of his practices and start talking to your players.
We don't have an analytics guy, I don't think.
That's true. You know, because he's floated around, you know, a few teams. And I think that that's maybe something that a team like Cleveland was not willing to give him. And maybe even the Lakers. Maybe Mitch wants a little bit more control than that. Hollins' next appointment is going to be one where he has a lot of control. I actually thought Portland were going to go for him, but...
Oh, I would dots in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
With Hollands, he's just a better coach.
Yeah. But that's my honest thoughts on Hollands.
Interesting. It's frustrating, I tell you. Got to get someone. But I'm not really, you know, into Byron Scott. I really aren't. But what can you do? I can't hire and fire, dude. God damn it.
Every week, Vince, we hit the Courtside board on Facebook, All Caps Courtside, and we ask our fans, our beloved fans out there, what topics they want to hear about on next week's show. So, we've had a few. Everyone wanted us to talk about and hear our thoughts on, obviously, LeBron and his cramping up, and you've seen our answers on there. We touched on a little bit on this week's show, so I'm going to let those ones go for now. The next question comes from Daniel Allen. He wants to know Heat bandwagoners and why they're the most annoying fans in the NBA.
Just look at my lifelong friend, Craig Walton. Super annoying when he goes for the Heat. why is it annoying?
I don't know. Maybe it's the early exit from playoff games. I mean, if you would have tuned in, you know, that last quarter of today's game four, it would have looked like a preseason game.
Yeah, well, what would I say to you the other day? Arrive late, leave early?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. That is super annoying.
It's actually my thought why the NBA is not rigged. Because if they really wanted, you know, if the NBA was really rigging games and having the best markets match up and stuff like that, well, I don't know, man. Like, when you put that on television, it's not a good look.
Well, if it was rigged, the Spurs would be, the Heat would be 3-1 up right now.
Yeah. I don't know, why are they so annoying, Vince? I just think maybe a lot of Heat fans have jumped ship since LeBron. I mean, you're allowed to be a LeBron fan and follow LeBron wherever he goes. That's fine.
Yeah, just don't act like you've been a lifelong Heat fan. Craig, cough.
But there are, look, I know a lot of fans.
No, but you know what? Craig freely admits it. He's like, oh, I'll go wherever LeBron goes. I don't care. If he goes to the Lakers, I'm a Lakers fan. If he goes to Boston, he's a Boston fan. I'm like, oh, fair enough. But there's some out there who just, no, I've been a Heat fan since 2006. Like, no, you haven't.
Yeah, Michelle and Pitcher, they can't tell you who Tim Hardaway is. They can't tell you who Alonzo Mourning is. They can't tell you Bimbo Cole, Steve Smith, Harold Miner, Ron Sakely. I mean, they can't tell you about those guys.
John Sunvold.
Yep, yep. Grant Long. I mean, you know, there's Heat fans and then there's Heat fans. So maybe that's why.
Alan Ogg.
Oh, Ike Austin.
Rory Sparrow.
John Crotty.
Oh, there's my next. Crotty.
What about Sasha, what's his name?
Oh, Danilovich.
Yeah, Sasha Danilovich.
Remember when he said to Pat Riley, give me Jordan, I want to guard Jordan, and Jordan dropped 50.
Rashawn Leonard.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mind Rashawn at my
No? Right. Our next question comes from Courtside Faithful, Brenton Cunningham, and he wants to know, do referees have favourites, and has there been any incidents of favouritism that have stood out to you guys?
Clearly, you never watched Michael Jordan play live.
Or Kobe.
Or Kobe. Or Shaq.
Or LeBron.
So, yeah, they've got favourites. Of course they have. But you know what? It's in every level.
You reckon?
Even when I played, just, you know, open leagues and stuff. I'll tell you, refs have favourites. And they always like the guys who didn't talk back. If there's a 50-50 call, refs hold grudges, is my point.
Because they're people.
Yeah, they're scum.
And people are bitter.
Wear those stupid footlocker jerseys. Uniforms.
Zing. So only a handful of questions today, which is fine. I think we covered a lot of the topics. I did only want to do a mini-sode until we are back to full health, just so you guys don't have to listen to us wheezing and coughing and carrying on. Just one more thing before we leave. The 200 shows just around the corner, Vince.
Yeah, I figured I'm just going to get a six-pack and just drink that while we're recording.
I mean, last 100 show was great. We had a ball. Obviously, we had the live show in Sydney. You guys can catch the highlights of that show if you want. It's on YouTube. Head down to the website, www.crtsde.com, and you'll find the link down there, as always. This year, we want to do something special. It won't be another live event, but we are planning to do one in the future. But I did want to have a little bit of a competition this year. A little bit of a 200 show jersey giveaway, if you will.
Oh.
Now, this one's pretty... only a select few people can actually be a part of this competition. So if you own a Courtside T-shirt, whether it be our 100 show T-shirt or just our regular logo tee. And I have been mailing a few out the last few weeks. If you own a t-shirt, I want you to take a photo of you in the tee in your best basketball pose. So go flicking through your old Dime, your old Slam magazines.
And it's got to be in public.
Find your best basketball pose, take a photo, and drop it on the courtside page, and the winner, I will send you out a courtside pack, including a new jersey.
That I'll pick out for you.
Cool.
I hope you like he was a really shitty player.
Now, there's still time. There is still time. This is only episode 196, so you still have a small amount of time. If you don't own a courtside shirt and want to be a part of this prize, hit me up on Facebook or Caps Courtside. Drop me a line and, yeah, we can work something out for a tee.
And just as a hint, anything to do with the Shaq pose will go a long way towards winning.
But we will be voting and we will be announcing the winner on the 200 show.
Are we actually voting or?
We'll vote. Us two.
Yeah. Oh, that's because that's weird. I mean, just, you know, people just award them. Oh, shut up. Yeah.
You know what I always feel bad about?
They're not as quick as us?
No, at the 100th show, I actually felt a little bit bad for everyone because we raffled off the Dwayne Wade signed Gatorade bottle.
Oh, no, I won it.
Your wife won it.
I'm looking at it right now, actually. It's next to my soda shack.
I was like, ah, okay. Hey, a win's a win. I promise it wasn't rigged, I promise.
No, I actually offered it to Craig. I go, do you want it? Because, you know, he's a big fan. He's like, no, you can have it. I'm like, all right. So, yeah, I got it here. Wife goes, oh, you should hand it back and re-raffle. I'm like, nah, stop it.
It was one fair and square. I wasn't going to take it away, so... And of course, guys, you can catch all the regular Courtside Banter at the website www.crtste.com, where you'll find links to our gracious show, the Courtside Podcast. Find links to Podomatic and iTunes, where you can download and subscribe to the show. Please do leave us a review. We love to hear back from you guys. Of course, weekly on the Facebook page, all caps Courtside, you'll find us throughout the week rambling and ranting about the week's shows. Please follow us, give us a like down there because it's the best way we can answer your questions on the show. We're on Instagram at CRTSDE and same for the Twitter handle. Vince, where can people find you?
At VINROK44.
Here it comes!
Watch out! Oh!